Kelly, yeah. I have mice.
You have mice again?
I just actually went and so we got these like humane traps, right? That don't kill them. They just entice them to come into the little chamber and then it traps them and then you can like release them out into the wild, right?
You relocate them, yes. Yeah. So, like way back, I say again, because way back in the day, you found posthumously a family of mice in your glove box.
In my glove box of my car, yes.
In the iconic Geo Metro you used to have.
Yeah,
was donated at the Goodwill. That's when we found the mice.
That's when we found the posthumous mice in the glove box, yes.
Yeah.
So I found, so, you know, I have four cats, right? And we've noticed that these cats, in the morning especially, I'll get up and I'll be leaving for work and they'll all just be kind of like huddled around this cabinet in our kitchen.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And so typically we've seen like evidence and like we'll open up, we'll see like something chewed up or something like that. Or maybe there's like a mouse dropping or whatever that like leads to us to go, all right, so we got mice, but we weren't finding anything. And so we're like, man, that's weird. And so, we decide to go ahead and put some traps out. And the, so this morning, I wake up and I check the traps and sure enough, two little guys are right there. And my wife,
little buddies.
Yeah. And my wife gets up too. And because she was excited, she was like, oh, do we have mice? And so then, we're like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, they're so cute. Oh my God, they're so cute.
Does she want to keep them as pets?
And she was like, I'm going to go wake up Zoe and show her. And so,
oh my gosh.
And so she did. You know, they're on spring break, right? So
right.
Like, so she goes up and she, and Zoe's like, oh my God, they're so cute. And
OMG.
And so she's like, I want to feed them blueberries. And
feed
like,
them blueberries?
I'm like, listen, you already enticed them with the peanut butter to get in there. So now they're in the trap. So anyways, I took two of the traps and I brought them here to the radio station. I let them out here at the radio station.
Where? There's not a ton of grass around. Did you, in the field across the street?
No, at your desk. It was fine.
You're the worst.
I taught them how to use. I was like, look, here's a mouse. This is your brethren right there. Like,
right
there
great.
On the desk.
This is how you do the podcast.
This is what you do. This is how you edit up a show. All that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These are not the mice like in Cinderella where they can like sew stuff.
Well, I know that now.
Okay.
No, but yeah. So, now I'm looking at my cats with disdain going, listen, guys. You've got a cat. Like, catch the mice. Do something, right?
Oh, that just became deathy.
I know. So anyways.
I mean, we went from let's feed them blueberries to let's sit the cat on them.
I know.
What a turn of events.
Exactly. And my daughter, Zoe, you know, because we have two more traps, too, set out. And she was like...
She named them Gus Gus and Jack.
Yeah. She was like, guys, I'm going to keep them. You know, if they come back, I'm going to name them and I'm going to put them in bonnets.
OMG.
I'll keep you posted.